Good morning. It's Saturday, the 11th of April. 10 days into the month and the business is running hot on price, lean on load factor. April month to date. Revenue per flight is 287,000 Rand, up 12.7% year on year. The mix underneath is good news. Yield is up 17%, flights up 4.5%. That is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. Load factor is 89.7, but that's down 4.5 points on the same period last year. So we are earning more on each flight and flying them slightly emptier. For context, March closed at 224,000 Rand per flight, up 2%, with load factor essentially flat. April is a real step up on yield. On the market. FlightAware for March shows the domestic market pulled 11% of capacity year on year. We were down 11, Airlink down 11, SAA basically flat, Lyft down 23. So we track the market. The one to note is SAA. While everyone cut, they held, and they are the only operator gaining share right now. Prior month routes. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the one that stings. Total market capacity was up 15% year on year. We added capacity, but Airlink added more alongside us, and our yield dropped 21%. Share down 3 points. That was not a soft market. It was a competitive response we walked into. George to Joburg and East London to Joburg both lost load factor, but those markets were shrinking and we actually gained share on both. Different story. The real warning is on the Durban to Joburg corridor. On both legs the market is roughly flat year on year, but our share is down nearly 10 points. SAA added around 38,000 seats across the two directions. That is the biggest share loss in the network, and it did not show up in our internal loser list. Forward curve. April is sitting at a 64.5 load factor, 1.2 points behind where the curve says we should be. Last year April finished at 91, so we are not far off pace. Manageable. May is the problem. Actual load factor is 14.7 against an expected 22. That is 7.5 points behind the curve, and last year May finished at 92. The specific routes dragging it are Bloemfontein to Joburg at 16 points behind, Durban to Joburg at 16 points behind on 240,000 seats of capacity, and Harare to Joburg at 13 behind. On costs. Jet fuel is flat on the week, but the rand is the one to watch. It has weakened almost 12% month on month and is sitting at 16.40 to the dollar. That pressures the dollar cost base materially. Worth flagging in the finance line today. Two for exec. First, on Durban to Joburg both directions, SAA has added roughly 38,000 seats year on year and our share is down nearly 10 points. What is the response? Fare action, schedule change, or do we cede that corridor? Second, May is 7.5 points behind the curve, and Durban to Joburg alone is 16 points behind on 240,000 seats. Do we intervene on pricing this week, or is it still too early? Have a good one.